This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What a year. What a year, you two, you crazy kids. What a crazy year we've had, huh?
Erin just laughed. I showed her a scar and I asked her if this looks recent.
Yeah.
Was her reaction?
I showed her a wound and said, does this look infected? What is...
Well, that about sums it up, doesn't it, fellas?
The answer should have been yes and yes.
Erin, you're wearing a ball gown backwards?
And that's what's true. Well, fellas...
I'm wearing a ball gag backwards.
That's why you
just
can speak.
A big red ball in the back of my head.
That's why we're not hearing from your neck.
Well, you two crazy loves, I just think that we had the best damn time in 2022. Mm-hmm. We laughed, we cried, we danced,
smoked,
we pissed,
backflipped.
We smoked. We did it all.
We didn't do the splits.
Erin, I got to ask. Now, last week, famously, you asked Adele and I if there were any moments from 2022 that we really wanted included in the best of.
Sure.
Were there any moments from the shows in 2022 that you really, really wanted included in the best of, but didn't make the final cut? Something that was like so close, but you thought like, no, we just don't have time. We got to get back to new episodes.
Was Max the Frog this year?
No, that was last year.
No, that was last
good
year.
Good question. You know what? There wasn't enough room. Uncle Santa just... mysteriously just that episode,
that's okay because there was a bunch of Uncle Santa stuff, so maybe the first one didn't make it, but a bunch more of them definitely did, right?
Yeah, second cousin Saint Nick must have made it, right?
Yeah.
Erin, right?
Hello? Yeah, I love it. Good to talk to you on the phone.
She's talking into her blender. Well,
what
Erin's
lost
blender? Her mind.
What
we still love
her. Just showed her a wound.
Enjoy this clip show, and we'll be right back in 2023.
But now I will say, if you're listening to this and you hear these clip shows, this one and last week's clip show, and you think, what a bunch of absolute fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. They didn't put out any new goddamn stuff. I'm at home with my goddamn dad watching him stuff mashed potatoes in his mouth like some fucking asshole. Well, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. All new episodes happening on that.
All new episodes. All
throughout the holidays. We don't do fucking clip shows on that, maybe. That's 52 new eps a year. Everybody's loving that Patreon.
We put in the work. We put in the time, the sweat, the blood, the tear, the cum, the piss.
It all goes into the Patreon. And if you are interested, go sign up for $5 and go listen to some of those episodes.
Oh, and we can't stress enough, while you're home for the holidays, while you're around, you're getting drunk at that one bar in your hometown with all your high school friends that you secretly hate, tell them about the podcast. The only way we grow is by you spreading the word. So just like Santa whipping presents, baseball style, at people's heads this Christmas and this holiday, tell all your friends, tell your family, check out the podcast. Let a friend know. We as Bugs Bunny famously yelled in Space Jam, we need your help.
And let's all go into the clip show by yelling the real name of one person we went to high school with that we think should listen to the show. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Brandon
Jeremy
Todd.
Vandebosch.
Wait, did you guys say the same name? Bye. We're all very happy for you and excited to see what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can't wait to see how this goes, right, Adel?
Right. Let's just say we have some surprises along the way.
Yeah, let's see how this goes.
Oh, you two have planned some surprises for this episode?
Don't worry, don't do that. What about it?
Okay, because a moment ago, the two of you asked who had the riddles for this episode. I said I had it, and now you're acting like this.
No. You take the riddles, and we'll take
the surprises.
Oh, okay. So just big picture, so I know, is it like new segments that you've planned, or
let's just say there's stuff.
Yes, and while we're talking, young man, why don't you come into our house made of candy?
Okay. So just so I'm clear, you said that there's stuff, this is the stuff, right? The thing that you have planned is that this is,
maybe.
I'm experiencing it currently. That's
yes.
A yes.
We'll
so
see
that's
how
yes.
It goes.
Well, I can tell you from the way that it's going right now, it's going pretty well. I think I like it.
Oh, did you hear that, Gretel? We're a hit.
Ooh, yes, we are, aren't we?
Cool, so this is kind of morphing into some characters then, huh?
Well, no. We thought we'd try some out.
No, it's not.
But not now. Anyways, we're going to try to cook and eat you in this episode.
So you're,
that's the
you're
big
Hansel
surprise.
And Gretel. You're
and
Hansel
we,
and Gretel,
yes,
and you're trying to cook and eat
we
me.
We lure in young witches, and we eat them.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because that's what happened to us.
Oh, so it's like a hurt people situation.
Yes.
Caught kids catch witches.
Caught kids eat kids.
All right, caught kids eat kids. Well,
1-800 cars for eat kids.
That's the episode title.
1-877 cars eat kids.
we're not restarting that.
It's 1-877 cars eat kids. Oh no, my Alexa thought I was talking to her. No, it's 1-877 cars eat kids, Alexa.
Is your Alexa calling that number?
I don't know how to tell you this, Mr. Sullivan, but your Nissan ate your daughter.
Okay, this is Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a podcast about riddles with improv in it as well. There's Adel over there. I'm JPC right here. And Aaron
and
is
I'm over here!
A little bit over there.
She's on the ceiling. The two of you are a couple at the zoo.
Okay.
You're looking at the flamingos, and you're both unfucking believably unimpressed.
Boo.
This sucks.
Boo.
Do something.
I eat shrimp too, assholes. You don't see people paying to come see me, assholes.
You dumb mother. Do something. Do something.
What if I turn the color of the food I eat, losers?
Yeah, everybody could do that if we have fucking translucent-ass, feather-ass fucking do something.
Gangly leg motherfuckers.
I'm going to hit him with a Gatorade bottle. I'm going to hit him with a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, do it. They're skipping leg day, clearly, skinny leg.
This sucks. You suck, flamingos.
Blue, crush, Gatorade by Gatorade.
Fuck, I missed. Damn it, I missed.
Fruit punch. I got one. Ready?
Throw you hit, this. I can't hit.
All right, I got it. Ready? Alley-oop. Yeah, I'm bowling. I knocked a couple over. Fuck you, flamingos.
Fuck you, dumbass. They flipped right over, dumbass.
Excuse me. Sorry to bother you two. I'm a silverback gorilla, and I can't help but notice you're disrespecting these animals.
Are you sure you're a silverback gorilla, or you a stupid-ass gorilla? You dumbass.
I'm going to throw a Gatorade bottle at him.
Do something.
Say that again, but look me in the eyes.
I guess I would if I could see your eyes down here by your asshole. Do something, stupid.
We have thumbs, too. That might impress these assholes at the zoo, the other animals. Not me, dum-dum. Gatorade bottle of that.
Dummy.
Stop. Break neck?
You just broke your own neck, stupid. this dummy just broke his own neck.
That's
do
the scene.
Something.
That's the ultimate power move.
I'm gonna throw a Gatorade bottle at it. It's so funny.
If you're ever, if a group of people ever come up to you and surround you to like fight you,
break your
like,
own neck.
Scream like you're crazy and break your own neck.
Dude.
Okay.
You both have 2 minutes to improvise the perfect horror movie trailer based on the title I give you. You will do all the voices, all the sound effects, any narration you might need, all the edits, etc. Your mission is to make me scared to miss this movie.
Okay.
JPC and Aaron, who would like to go first? You're both tied at 11 points.
Then I will select that Aaron should go first.
Perfect. Aaron, the title of your movie, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have 2 minutes. The title of your movie trailer that we're about to see is for the movie Dead and Breakfast. Little play on bed and breakfast.
Do I describe what's happening at all, or am I just doing the voices?
JPC, let's have you go first.
No, I'm happy. I'm doing it. But do I...
you do the whole trailer, Aaron.
Aaron, so you do all the voices, all the sound effects, any characters, any narration.
Cool.
Anything like that.
Cool. I'm ready. All right.
Great. So this is the trailer for Dead and Breakfast.
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. Grandpa! Grandpa, wake up! I have to get to school and you have to make me breakfast. Grandpa? It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. I guess I'll make my own breakfast. Dumb pant. Breakfast cereal. It's all spiders. This October. I missed the bus to school. I'm gonna have to walk to school, but it's basically like night outside. I hope nothing bad happens on the way to school. It's raining. It's pouring. Well, I'm walking to school and all the grandparents are at their doors. On the street, staring at me in a creepy way. I'm gonna start running to school. Oh no, I fell into a hole. It's raining, it's pouring.
1 minute left.
Does she remember what it's called? Does she remember the title of this trailer?
Aaron, 50 points if you can say the title of this movie.
Can't possibly. What is it, Aaron?
I'm crying.
No, she started to say something that it's not.
Is it Death for Breakfast?
No.
Did you say Desperate Breakfast?
Death for Breakfast?
No, it's not Death for Breakfast.
Death for Breakfast?
No, no, it's a pun. It's a pun, Aaron.
Breakfast Death?
No.
I can't see.
She doesn't know the title.
Jesus Christ.
She doesn't know the title.
I can't see.
The movie she described, it's like it gets to the title card and the narrator goes, oh, no.
This October.
I'm sobbing.
I want to say eating death.
I have it in an email somewhere.
Aaron, close out your trailer. At least let us know who's in the movie.
Aaron, in the movie. Something about the movie.
Starring who?
Willem Dafoe.
Good.
Has all the roles.
It's his clumps.
Breakfast Death.
Yeah, perfect. Yep. Okay.
I can't breathe.
Aaron, that was 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Can I get a bonus point if I remember the name of Aaron's movie?
I can't breathe.
Yes, you can.
I think it's Dead and Breakfast.
It is Dead and Breakfast.
JPC, oh, well, let me try again. I swear to God,
Hold on real quick. JPC gets 10 points for remembering the name. Aaron, you have 11 points right now. JPC has 21. You can spend all 11 of your points to redo your trailer.
Yeah.
But if I don't like it, you're down to zero.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is the trailer for Dead and Breakfast.
Aaron, do you get the pun too? Because if you know the pun, you'll remember.
I didn't hear the pun before.
I even said it's like bed and breakfast.
I'm telling you, I was panicking.
Yes, of course.
Okay, now I understand.
Dead and Breakfast.
I don't think I've laughed that hard, baby, ever in my life. Okay. How did you know I didn't know the name?
And Aaron,
how did I know? Because I listened to the trailer.
Aaron, I can't stress enough.
It had nothing to do with the bed and breakfast.
I can't stress enough. This has to be a new trailer, and you cannot use the song It's Raining, It's Pouring.
Okay, crosses out notes.
Unreal.
Delicious mold that may make some people get upset stomachs.
Okay.
Plus, what you do with a cigarette or the name of a magic dragon.
Shroom butt.
Penicillin puff.
Yeah, penicillin is mwah, delicious.
Mommy, I'm sick. Can I please have some more penicillin?
We have a burnt brioche bun with a bit of penicillin on top. Enjoy.
Who ate all the goddamn penicillin? I just bought a jar of penicillin down at the market.
Delicious. I will say, as a kid, I used to eat all the Flintstone vitamins. I don't know if you had those in your house.
Oh, yeah.
They were so tasty.
My son only eats locally sourced penicillin.
All right, bad news, gang. We were not able to delete that from our minds or the podcast. It's there forever. So that scene will live on.
Hey, sorry. Did you call for us? It's us, the bad news gang.
The bad news gang.
I did call for you, yes.
Now, just so you know, about 20 miles away, there was an apartment fire and 20 people died.
Yeah, and cats and dogs aren't being adopted fast enough in this country.
Am I late?
No, go ahead and tell them, Snake. Tell them some bad news.
Ooh, polio hasn't been eradicated completely.
Also, it just got turned out the cheese is not good for you.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Little Snakey. Bad news for you.
With a bad news game.
All right.
With a bad news game. Why are you shutting the door on us?
Here's some nickels. Get out of here.
My foot.
Let us in.
More bad news for the next house.
The bad news is we're coming back later, asshole.
JBC, who the fuck was that?
What? Why did you call for them?
Honestly, I forgot. I forgot what summons them. I never say B&G. I never use the B&G phrase. I don't know what made me say it now.
I'm shutting the shades.
Hey, I heard our initials burning.
No, that can't summon you.
Open the door so I can give you
I'm sorry, hold on. I was talking about the Bare Naked Ladies, my favorite cover band.
Ooh,
so
I'm getting out of here before they're summoned.
Speaking of the band, speaking of bands, did you hear that Huey Lewis's drummer got a DUI? Bad news.
Bad news.
When did that happen? 50 fucking years ago?
Yeah, 50 fucking years ago. But with the internet, bad news lives forever. So we're immortal.
DUIs 50 years ago? I feel like that was common practice.
Of course they had them, but they just weren't, they didn't get tickets for them.
The bad news is we're only getting stronger. As the world unravels, we've only got more to say.
All right, here's some nickels. Get out of here.
Ow, I like it.
Guys, I don't know. I don't know.
Stop summoning them. What are you doing?
I will.
Is this a joke?
No. Fine. Let's do a riddle.
Fine.
Can we do a riddle?
Yes.
Can we reset and do a riddle?
Just don't say those three words.
I don't know if I told you guys, but I saw the wildest thing. I was out walking my dog in my neighborhood, and there was an old woman who was on like the corner, and she had like a cup, like a to-go cup. And I was walking my dog up the block, and then I was walking back, and she was still out there standing, like maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. But I was like, is she waiting for a car or something? But then I saw the mail person come, and like that mail person gave her the mail, and she gave them like the hot cup of whatever she had. And I was like, I think this lady is just standing out here waiting for the mail person to be like, here's your coffee, Joe.
Do you think they're in love? Sweet. Oh my God, do you think they're in love?
I think it must be that.
I need to see that scene.
They got to get married on a Sunday.
Yeah, okay, so we will see a scene. So, Michael, you will be the...
Me? That's what I said.
Yeah, let him sit this one out. He tried desperately to dodge it.
Michael, you will be a guy...
You'll be a guy
walking his dog. You'll be a guy walking his dog.
Let him dodge it.
You're not part of this, but you do get to see it.
I'm silently walking my dog.
Aaron, you're going to be the mail delivery person, and Adel, you are waiting for the mail delivery person to try to, like... show that you are a person that could be interested in them.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Sorry to be in the bushes here. I just wanted to catch you.
Sorry, that was a delayed fear.
No, yeah, of course.
I got some mail for you.
I have some breakfast for you.
Oh, I would love to. I mean, I have to deliver all these letters by...
I can do it. Do you want to sit on my porch and eat breakfast while I run your route?
That's so sweet of you. Let me just give you some of your mail here. Your STD test results.
Oh, that's Lonely that's People not what magazine. You think. STD stands for South Tennessee Democrats. Wink.
Okay.
And what was the other one you said?
Lonely Person
Magazine. Yeah, that stands for Large Organs Never Entirely.
It's okay. I don't judge people's mail. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
So
I'm a lonely little herpes man.
What? Sorry, I didn't hear you just then. You could probably change what you just said.
Oh, I was just singing a song. The chain. Listen, I have a letter. Do you dictate? Is that a term? Can I read to you aloud a letter I want to send?
Sure.
From heart to your name.
Okay.
Every morning, I see you out the window.
Wait, hold on. Huh? I have one more letter for you. Interesting. Wonder who it's from.
Okay. You are positive for herpes.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I had to do the wrong letter. This one.
Okay. Dear 417 East 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
From Anonymous.
Yeah. Who could it be?
Deliver me, baby.
That's not from me. No, this is also the wrong letter. Would
I'm
never
sorry,
say
that's
that.
That's from me.
Scene.
Hey, man, are you going to clean up your dog's shit? Your dog's been shitting on every lot of this block.
Oh, I'll get a broom.
What is covered in holes but still holds water?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Honestly, he works. He's still working.
3 points awarded each.
What is covered in holes and something? What was it with water?
What is covered in holes but still holds water?
Submarine. Leaky
still
submarine.
Holds water. What is covered in holes? Oh, a sponge.
A sponge is correct. I would like to see a scene. JPC, you are a sponge. In Adel, you are a dirty plate.
Ma'am, I don't mean to get caught up in any sort of fight with you, but do I get a point for getting the answer right?
Yes, 1 point awarded.
I would like to have Adel's last comment, a sponge from the record, please.
A sponge, sponge, sponge.
Riddle dumb, give yourself 10 points.
Thank you. Now I'm in the green.
Who's the sponge in this scene?
JPC, you are a sponge, and Adel, you are a dirty plate.
Uh-oh. You see this? Looks like I got some crusty little sauce.
Yep, dishwasher's right over there. It's actually, you can just throw them in the dishwasher now. You don't have to, yeah.
Oh, but the dishwasher is broken.
It's not broken. Cleans at a very high heat.
Scrub off my crusty little fucking sauce.
Actually, more water efficient to use the dishwasher. Should just throw it right in there.
Water efficient? Is that why I'm so wet?
It's already full. You're not. You're just crusty. It's full of crusty little creatures just like you. Just hop your ass right
in the
dishwasher.
I must be made of China because I'm fine. Don't you agree?
Nope. We're out of dish soap up here. So we're out of dish soap over here. No. There's plenty of detergent in the dishwasher.
I guess you'll have to do it raw.
We'll not be doing it raw. We'll not be doing it raw.
Sponge me, daddy.
Can't. Won't happen. Look.
Scrub me, daddy.
And I'm on break. And it's union, too. So we're pretty strict about these breaks.
Oh, you want to break me? Yeah, chip me first. Chip me.
Yeah,
fucking
actually,
chip me.
Actually, just kind of push you closer to the edge of the counter. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to actually do it. Wow, that's a long fall.
I came.
Scene.
It's a plastic plate.
6 points awarded each for staying on premise and making me laugh.
I want to see a scene. The three of you are little cats inside your pregnant mother's tummy. And you're just kind of, the three of you are just kind of like talking big about when you are finally born, all the big things you're going to kind of accomplish and do.
What are you guys going to do when you get out?
I'm going to see my girl. I'm going to finally ask her to marry me.
Damn, Lucky.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a girl back home.
Yeah, I got a girl out there. I can't wait to see her. I can't wait. What about you guys?
Tell us about her, Lucky. Tell us about her.
Oh, man, where to begin?
The legs.
Legs shaped like... Ooh, what are cat legs shaped like? Like chicken bones. A tail, long as a tail. Fur, soft as fur. And a little kitty nose as cold as ice. You guys are going to love her.
Ooh, Lucky, she sounds great.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do when we finally get out?
I'm going to go back to school.
Wow. What are you going to study?
What are you going to study, Jacko?
I'm going to finally learn how to be a mechanic.
Incredible, Jacko. Your dream. You love cars, Jacko.
Yeah, Jacko. Nothing you like better than... That's why we call you Jacko, because you jack up those cars and you fix them.
Yeah, and when it's cold out and those engines are hot, you know I love to crawl under that hood.
Yeah.
Careful, Jacko, careful. That's how your dad went.
Yeah, well, I ain't nothing like my dad.
Ow, Jacko, let me go.
Oh, you leave him alone, no, Jacko.
You take it back. You take it back.
I takes it back.
All right.
What about you, Dreamer? What do you want to do when you get out of here?
Me? It's stupid. It's nothing. Forget about it.
Tell us.
Okay. I'm going to kill James Gordon.
What? Because of the movie he made about us?
Because of the movie he made about us. I think what he did to Katz is a travesty, so I'm going to kill that dude.
Why stop at James Gordon?
Kill the whole cast.
No, the blame lies solely with Gordon.
See.
Gordon did what he did.
I would like to see a scene.
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, no, it's too late. I'm so sorry. JPC, you are a guy who just hit a home run, and you're really milking it. When you get around to, you're just like walking real slow. You're really making a meal out of it.
Okay.
And there's Williams with the swing. It's out of here. Going, gone. That is 378 feet.
Oh, my God. Up. Is that a home run? Is that a home run?
Yeah. Go ahead.
That is?
Yep.
We can be sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I take the bases.
William seems to be having a conversation with the ump.
I take the bases, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on real quick before I start walking. Catcher, you were talking a bunch of shit right before I hit that ball. You got anything to say now?
No. I mean, no.
I actually got something for you.
Oh, and he's taking out his phone. He's taking a selfie with the catcher.
I'm going to send this to your wife. So that's what a home run baseball player is.
Come on, man.
I've never seen anything like this.
Fuck you both.
Fuck me.
You held me down. Yeah, you held me down for too long. What are you going to do? Take the runaway? It's impossible. I already hit it. I'm walking.
Go, man.
I'm going. Oh, big stretch.
Oh, and Williams is down on his belly and he's crawling on his hands and knees as if he's half asleep.
I'm the alligator man and I'm going to first base. Hey. Anyone in the audience of this baseball game, $100 to bring me a Pepsi right now. I give you a crisp $100 bills to bring
me a
Pepsi.
And it seems like Williams thinks that the stands can hear him. Of course, he's too far away.
Dude, I'm the first baseman, and it took you way too long to get over here. Just go.
You're the first baseman? Try harder. Maybe you'll get laid one day, pal. Boom! I actually got something for you.
So mean.
Williams took out a cordless mic and seems to be telling slams and jokes about the first baseman.
What is it, man?
It's a selfie. Going to send this to your wife. Maybe she'll see what it's like to have a home run baseball player at home. Anyway.
This is so mean.
You're a clown. See you later. I touched the base. Walking to second.
Wow, and Williams is taking a Nutri-Grain bar out of his pockets. It seems like he stopped for a little snack between first and second. He's taking out a Capri Sun.
Stay hydrated. You gotta stay hydrated.
It looks like he can't find purchase into the Capri Sun. All know we have trouble with that.
They make the goddamn thing so fucking hard to got it. And
the crowd is going wild for Williams finding purchase in the Capri Sun. He's moonwalking to second.
Oh, yeah. Don't respect the artist, but do respect the art form, just so everybody knows.
I cannot believe how long it took you to get to second base, dude. Just go.
Just go what?
Go to third.
Go to your wife's house. Let me give you a little selfie. Send that to her. Okay, what's your number? I don't have your number.
And William seems to be feeling up the second baseman. I feel like it's some sort of joke about getting to second base, but the crowd is going wild.
Yeah, he gets
it. I get this all the time. I get it. It's funny. Now go.
He gets the joke. All right. Okay, to third then?
Yeah, go. Get out of here, man.
Quick stop to home plate. Punch the pitcher in the dick.
And the stands are starting to empty. People are treating this as if Paul McCartney's playing his new stuff.
All right, I'm going to third. Don't worry about it. Going to third. Actually, I'm going to do a quick run. I'm going to get a hot dog. So give me 1 second. Hey, save my spot. Just kidding.
Can you get me a hot dog, man?
Yeah, I'll get you a hot dog. Let me just take
Williams
a picture.
Is putting down a quarter, almost like as if he's golfing and moving his ball out of the way.
I'll get you a hot dog to take a selfie. Say that to your wife. There's a hot dog right there. Hot dog
Come on,
baseball
man, I'm
player.
Hungry. Please just go. Run home.
You're hungry? Well, I got two hot dogs right here.
Can I have one?
And Williams is eating two hot dogs at the same time. He's getting inside a Mitsubishi Lancer, and he's driving donuts around the third baseman.
Dude, please.
I take these Lancer keys, I whip them into the audience. Someone just won a Lancer. That guy just won a Lancer. Okay, touch third. And going to home?
Oh, it looks like Williams is leaving the stadium. Oh, he's walking a few blocks to, I believe, where his condominium resides. He's putting the keys in the door. He can't find purchase in the lock.
Come on, motherfucker. They make these things so goddamn hard to find. Oh, there it is.
Wait a minute.
Go home.
What's that? The ump is telling us that it was actually a foul ball. That didn't count at all.
Folks, I'm sorry that I missed that. I'm going to resign today.
I'm already home. I'm not going back. I mean, turn off all the lights.
Now you have no time to prepare. This just has to be instantaneous, and I'll call on one of you to go first.
Oh, please.
I'm going to give 1 point to whoever does the best Adel impression. Aaron, go ahead and go first.
I'm so sorry that you got my order wrong. I did it.
I like that I'm always being hit in the stomach.
And I'm Adel Rifai.
Great. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, baby.
That's a front runner for sure. That is for sure a front runner. JPC, it is now your turn.
Oh, I apologize. No, it's my fault. I'm so sorry. I never meant to touch your face in a way that you didn't want your face to be touched. I was under the impression that I was vacationing in the Poconos.
Oh, that is uncanny.
I poked their nose.
You poked
You even included
nose.
A pun. I apologize for a
them
pun.
In their nose. Yes, you
wow.
poked them in their nose.
This is a toss-up. You both get 2 points.
Yes, thank God.
You both captured different elements of me. I do want to see a scene.
Oh, please.
Aaron, you are a high schooler. You recently got in trouble, and instead of detention, your high school is implementing a new program where you have to take New English, and that's a class created and taught by JPC.
Hello? I've never been in this class.
Don't turn the lights on. It's taped shut for a reason. Don't turn the lights on. Hey, are you Kelly?
Yeah, I can't see where you are in the room. I thought that this part of the school was under construction.
It technically is, and it technically always shall be. Don't worry about that, Kelly.
I deserve to be here.
Well, I saw that you were running in the halls. You were caught.
I was framed.
Be that as it
may, everyone else was walking in slow motion, and it made me look like I was running.
Be that.
They did it to prank me.
No, they were trying to do a Harlem Shake video. We all know they were trying to do a Harlem Shake video.
Yeah, so it made it look like I was running. I can run on this. I have a broken ankle. You think I can run? I was moving this correct speed.
It doesn't matter, Kelly. It doesn't matter because now you're in Mr. Dementia's class, and we're going to be doing new English. Okay,
so
you're here for 40.
Heard of you.
What's that?
I never even heard of you. You're
that's
not
honestly,
on the teacher roster.
That's honestly the way that I like it, because I still draw a salary, but I'm like the most known unknown, if that makes sense.
No, you're not in the yearbook, and no one knows who you are.
We cut to the first day of school where the teacher's roster is announced.
Move,
starting
move,
library.
Move.
5 foot
Mr.
two.
Dimension,
half
Dimension.
German woman from North Carolina. Betty Anderson.
Cut again? I didn't even make the list? Bullshit.
At math teacher, a 6'7".
Cut back to present time.
So anyways, I don't know who you are.
Well, we're going to be learning new grammar. And like I said, I'm Mr. Dementia. Please sit down. Take your seat.
I can't find any seats.
It doesn't matter.
It's dark.
That's the first lesson. Just sit on the floor. Now, today we're going to think about conjugation. So normally the way that we would...
No,
I'm not talking about when your dad gets to have sex with your mom at the jail yard. I'm talking about creating verbs I have little spiders everywhere, you will find. I'm talking about creating words out of the ether. So what is the English word for running, to run?
Running.
Correct. That's the old grammar way to say it. But with my method, you take the word running, R-U-N-N-I-N-G. You take the I-N-G, which is called the gerund, or the subjective part of pretzel, and you put it at the beginning of the word.
Part of the
so,
pretzel?
the part of pretzel. So that word running then becomes...
Ingrun.
Ingrun. What does Ingrun sound like? Enron. What happened with Enron? A huge scandal. You can't run with sandals. So, in order to say running in new grammar, we say, I can't run. I'm wearing sandals. Do you see how it's easier?
Yeah, I think I'm getting it.
Now you're getting it, Kelly.
And then like 3 hours passed. Wow, that was the best attention I ever had. Thank you for teaching me new grammar. Or should I say... Oh.
See?
I feel like that's exactly how the end of that class would go. Thanks for teaching me new grammar. Or as I should say...
You get home and you're like, Mom, Dad, I learned new grammar today. New grammar? What's that? Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I didn't. It was I talked to a crazy man. Whoops.
I humored a man for 3 hours. So, JPC, whenever you are ready, you're going to rap for Daddy.
Okay. And I assume that we have prepped the backing track.
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. Thank you, Casey. Okay, whenever you're ready, Casey.
Here we go. This is JPC's Rap for Daddy Addy.
Whoa!
Yo, his name is Addle. You spell that A-D-A-I. That's right. He's up in the sky because he can fly. With the best of them, put the shrimp on the sandwich. Po' boy, pimp. He likes to eat it when he's in New Orleans. Uh-oh, what's he, Dorlands? He's going door to door with a smile, knocking on the doors, saying, stay a while. My name's Addle. Can I apologize to you? Can I buy you a gift that's true? And he can. You know that he can. Addle. He's the gift-buying man. Thank you so much, Casey.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Incredible. That was fantastic. JPC, I want to say that's going to be almost impossible to beat. Aaron, are you ready?
I think so, too. Now, Addle, I have to let something slip.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the movie The Wedding Singer?
Oh, yes.
So there's an old woman in The Wedding Singer who is training for months because her husband and her are having their big anniversary, and she wants to sing her husband a song.
Hibby-hibby-hop.
Erin knew what was going to happen. She knew what was coming up your birthday. Around December of last year, she reached out to me and she said, JPC, I'd love to take some rapping lessons. And I said, Erin, I would love to give them to you. We have been working weekly on rapping lessons since December.
For this rap Erin's about to do?
This is so mean.
6 months of rapping lessons.
God,
and Erin is about to take it to the streets. So, Casey, please drop the beats.
Talking about my friend, Addle Rafi. If you see him on the street, make sure you say hi. If you need a ride, he'll take you super far. He wouldn't want to stop at a tiki bar. The best part of his freaky little life is his beautiful new awesome wife. If he's your friend, don't be scared, because he'll be your friend to the very end. If he's your friend, don't be scared. Addle. Addle Rafi. Ah!
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe, and I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
It's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace.
Ooh.
It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adel Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done.
We're gonna
to
need
my
it.
Nervous system.
We're going to need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. It's like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adel loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes. Intrusive thought. Bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry, I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now... He's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, JPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like
the
cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel. Students, faculty, parents, listeners, and uninvited perverts. It is my honor today to welcome you to Hey Riddle Riddle High School's graduation. As you know, I am Erin Keefe, the principal here at Hey Riddle Riddle High School. 4 short years ago, in July of 2018, you started this journey to become a better riddle solver, improviser, and podcast host. We blinked and now we're here.
July of 2022. It's time to celebrate all the work you did over the last 4 years and look forward to the bright future ahead. In a moment, I will invite our valedictorian, salutatorian, and our class president to make a speech. But for now, I want to talk to you about some of our most treasured memories in the brief history of the class of 2022. We took field trips to Riddle City. We defeated Dr. Chameleon time and time again. We had amazing guests make us laugh. We sang like the Swedish Chef, met J.P. Riddles, and begged Smacks the Frog to not fuck our moms. Our soccer team won the state tournament. We met our soulmate, Janet. These 4 years were not free from challenges and obstacles, though. For many recordings in 2019, we would keep accidentally locking each other out of the studio when someone went to the bathroom. You'd have to hope you brought your phone to the bathroom and say something like, "Hey, I'm locked out by accident. Can you come and get me?" Or if you didn't have your phone, you had to bang on the door like a maniac. Aaron never really knew when it was time to record. This was only made worse when recording became remote during the pandemic. "Is the recording at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.?" Aaron would say. JPC would look at his phone, close his eyes, feel the weight of the world on his shoulders, and patiently text back, "The recording's at 3. We're doing a main feed and a Patreon." Adel held answers to Riddle hostage. JPC gave birth to Pretzel Jesus. And Erin had a weird clicking sound on her audio for over a year that drove Casey insane. These dark moments only made the good times seem even sweeter and adequately prepared every host for the real world. I want to thank the guests of honor today, our listeners. You found us in unusual ways. Some of you typed in riddles into the podcast app, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, thinking that this would be a real riddle podcast. Some of you got forced to listen to us by your weird brother or significant other, silently resenting them for introducing this poison into your life. Some of you heard us mentioned in passing by the podcast My Brother and Me and thought, "I guess I'll listen to a riddle podcast. I trust Justin." Maybe you're here from Dungeons and Daddies. Maybe you're a fan of Cunt the Badger. Maybe this downloaded on your phone on its own, like the U2 album. No matter how you got here, you're here now. And the curse states that you're not allowed to leave us until 2027 when JPC dies after he gets killed by the followers of his own sex cult. Thank you for listening, and let's get started. I'd like to welcome our valedictorian, Adel Rafai, to the podium for a speech.
Thank you, Aaron. And just to piggyback on what you're saying about the bathrooms in the old studio, I remember a time where mid-scene, mid-sentence, sometimes even mid-Aaron sentence, Aaron would bolt upright in her chair as if possessed by Vecna and say, "I have to go to the bathroom." No warning, no holding her urine, just simply bolting out of her chair and running out of the studio. Hello, future lizards. Hello, all you Kevins and Susies. And hello to all you Sevens and Koozies. We solved it. We really solved it all. Who would have thought we'd be here now? All of you are raising your hands, huh? Fuck me, okay. 4 years is something special. It's something unforgettable, but in the end, seems right. I hope you had the time of your life. And as we go on, we remember all the puzzles we had together. As our lives change, come whatever, we will still be hosts forever. And when you get the chance to sit it out or solve, I hope you solve. I hope you solve. Solve like nobody's watching. And trust me, on the sunscreen. And now please welcome to the stage your
Thank you. Huh? Thank you, Adel. Huh? Most of that was plagiarized. Please find your seat.
I don't understand.
And please welcome to the stage now your salutatorian, Janet Varney.
Hey, thanks everybody. It feels so good to be here. Like most salutatorians, I feel like I don't really deserve to be here. I didn't know I was going to be asked to make a speech. Salutatorian is second, you know, best GPA in the class. I feel like, you know, many would argue that's a weird thing to draw attention to. And it's kind of like drawing attention to the fact that I'm the supposed fourth host of the podcast. Many of you may not want to ever hear me refer to as that again. So from now on, you can think of me as, "Hey, Riddle Riddles, class of 22, salutatorian." I've been so happy to show up, not just as a guest on this podcast, but as a fan. I cannot believe how prevalent Cookie Monster still is in each and every one of these guys' lives. He comes up fucking all the time. I get it. Cookie Monster didn't know how to eat cookies, but you can't use that to get out of every scene. Anyway, to the uninvited perverts in the audience, I just want to say, I don't think it's cool that you got welcomed, even if, even if our principal felt like she wanted to be magnanimous. Please, keep listening to the podcast, but stop being a pervert. Finally, I'd like to dedicate the rest of my speech to three people you may not even have heard of unless you're lucky enough to be a member of the Patreon audience. Flodorius Plomp, Beverly Condolences, and Felix Missingson, for bringing me 6 hours of uninterrupted joy that I listened to on a road trip to and from Santa Barbara. I really feel like I understand relationships now. What I don't fucking understand is word avalanches. I gotta go. Peace out.
Thank you, Janet. We'll have someone do a mental health check on you later. Definitely don't have a complex.
I have bugs on my skin.
As you can probably tell by that speech, she was actually the salutatorian of her graduating class. Now, let's walk up to the stage.
Sorry, Aaron, Aaron. I just thought of something.
You thought of something from your speech?
It's just a funny little joke.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just when Janet said GPA, I was thinking in my head real fast, I did the math, and GPA could stand for great penis addle.
Well, I'm really happy I'm covering the microphone with my hand. Cause
can you move your hand?
No, I won't. Go sit.
That's fair.
Now let's welcome to the stage Mr. Popular himself, our class president, JPC.
What's up from the beer commercials? Look, the administration said I only have 3 minutes. I'm taking 6. No, but seriously, what a fucking year. Oops, guess I can't curse. I get 2, Mr. Majacomo. I get 2. Anyway, we've had a lot of fun, okay? This was a great year, and I would be remiss if I left this stage without shouting out, my boys, the dog pack, here we go, Doogie! You know what you did. The Hooge, where you at?
Woof, woof!
Barklet, Gonzo, Bucky Nuggets! Sinkman! Yeah, Sinkman! We all know why you're called Sink Man.
Piss in the sink.
He pisses in the sink. Slutty Jeff, Riblow, Picky Crix, Narco, Pogo Stick, Pogo Stuck, Schmallow, Little Nicky, and of course...
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. He does a great impression. And of course, my boy, R.I.P., Hansy Pelosi. Hansy Pelosi, I know you're up there in heaven. I know you're up there in heaven because angels... need to fly, man, because angels need to fly. Oh, I said I wasn't going to get emotional. I said I wasn't going to get emotional. Fuck! I get 2, Mr. Majacomo! I get 2! I get 2, Mr. Majacomo. That's my 2! That's my 2, and that's my time. Oh, wait, no, it's not. I also want to shout out some of my favorite teachers. You know you did the work. I'm not easy! I'm a handful! Uh-oh! JPC's in my class! It's gonna be a hard year! You teachers are the real heroes, okay? You guys do the Lord's work every day, uh-huh. in and out. You deserve pay raises! Make it happen, Mr. Majacomo! You can do it! He drives a Bentley! That's a $250,000 car! What's he doing? Teachers are the real heroes. Mrs. Reynolds, I never knew how to pronounce your name. Where does D go? Where does the D go? Mrs. Reynolds, you're the bomb.
At the end, and only the end.
Huh. You learn something new. You keep teaching me. Dr. Dracula, I know that you're not a doctor. I know that's not your name. But you had gushers at lunch my freshman year, and now everybody calls you Dr. Dracula. Keep being you, man. You're great.
Please.
I gotta give it up to Professor Salsa. Again, very similar story. Salsa on his shirt.
Oh,
day
man.
One. Mrs. Montebello, everybody in school wanted to bang you. And now, some of us can.
I'm 86 years old, and that means the world to me.
It's great. our gym coach, Mr. Trampolina. Mr. Trampolina, sorry for jumping on you. The bus driver. The bus driver, Mr. Yigapopoulos. Mr. Yigapopoulos, you drive a mean bus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, our executive chef, Chicory Hoyth. Chicory, you gotta tell me what's in those nuggets, man. They the bomb.com, never change.
Chicken and paprika.
Nurse Espiritua, thank you so much. I found that your compassion was never ending. Mr. Pandatonimo, a.k.a. Panda Time, we loved having you in class. And then I gotta give it up to Vice Principal Perfeculo. Vice Principal Perfeculo. I know I wasn't easy!
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids!
I ripped his mask off so many times. And look, all I gotta say is I've had the time of my life here and I can't wait for the after party at my dad's funeral home. He is out of town for the whole weekend. He's at a big funeral home convention. So the party's...
Can we go in the basement?
We can go anywhere. We can go anywhere. And you know who can't tell us anything? Mr. fucking Giacomo. I already used my two. Take me away, Giacomo. Take me away.
Yay, my grandma, your grandma, sitting by the fire.
Thank you, JPC. And again, sorry to Hansi Pelosi's parents. We're so sorry for your loss this year. We do have some bad news. Sorry, everyone. During the speeches, it did become clear that no one has become a better riddle solver, improviser, podcast host, or person in the 4 years of this podcast. So legally, we have to start freshman year over again, starting right now. No! Do not throw your caps up in the air. Stop it. No, don't. Everyone walk single file back into the podcast studio. Let's start the episode. No celebrating.
How did she freeze those caps in midair? That was crazy.
Unreal. She's magical.
Back to the studio. And up, it says here, we don't deserve Janet. We blew it. We don't deserve Janet anymore. Maybe in 4 years, we'll earn her as a full-time host. I'm beside myself.
Full?
Addle. Get inside. I'm so sorry, Janet. One day we'll deserve you.
That's fine. Could I see where it says that? I mean, you just said it says here, but was it clear? Was it in the studio?
It's on this Klondike bar wrapper.
It's on the Klondike bar wrapper. It's always on the Klondike bar wrapper.
It's on the inside of it, yeah.
Excuse me, local pervert here, I would do anything for that.
Get out of here.
All right.
Dearest Gloria, I write you from the front of the war. I miss your tender touch and your kisses. I miss our late-night chats until we fall asleep by the fireplace. Someday soon I will meet you again. I'll be running up the front path all the way to the doorstop, and I'll grab you in my arms, carry you inside, and make love to you all night long. I can't wait to reunite to you. Can't wait to reunite with you. Oh, all these gunshots are really shaking my nerves. I'll be home safe soon. Love you, Charles.
My dearest Charles. Hey, your letter was a real mess. Lots of scratches out, tears stained, blood stained, food stained? I think I smelled some sauce. Things are the same here, just dreaming of you coming back and lightly touching me by the fire. We're bored here. There's 12 children, and I'm not teaching any of them to read. I love you very much. Your dearest, Gloria.
My dearest Gloria, what up, what up, what up? It's me, Pickles. I write to you from the back of the war. It's chill back here, pretty low-key, no gunshots. Most of the war's already kind of run down. Anyway, girl, damn, I got you on my mind. What can I say? I miss the fire. Remember how I would fucking just, like, throw, lighter fluid in the fire and go, foo, foo, foo. Like, oh, man, it would be so fucking big, man. Oh, Gloria, God, what were the name of those pies we used to eat? Oh, I want one of those pies so bad. Anyway, I've been robbing corpses. later, baby, Pickles.
My dearest Gloria, it has been 28 days since my last letter, and I have not received a reply. I miss when you used to send me those terrible riddles. I wish you would send me some more. Speaking of terrible, Have I told you about someone in my company named Pickles? He was supposed to be at the front of the war, but like a coward, he ran back and has set up camp way, 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 way back in the war. He has 3 guns, so nobody dares to say anything to him, because we don't know what he'll do, but if you want to write back, that would be great, but if not, I guess we're done? I guess, am I supposed to take the hint? So, are we, like, free to see other people? I just want to know what the rules are so I don't mess this up. Let me know. Love, always, Charles.
To my Charles and Pickles. Boys, I am writing you both at the same time to put this mess to an end. Yes, I have been seeing both of you. Yes, I have been sending you both sex letters, which is sexting, but letters. Yes, half of the children are Pickles. The ones who run amok are Pickles, and the ones who sit quietly are Charles's. But I have come to my decision, and I have picked one of you.
My dearest Gloria, you're probably
writing
your letter
right now. Wait, my
letter
wasn't
right
done.
Now.
I didn't even get to finish the letter.
Oh, you go.
I pick Pickles. I went off, but you know what, Charles? You're going to interrupt my letter? I pick Pickles.
Unbelievable.
Pickles, you're up.
In anticipation of your letter about Pickles, unbelievable.
My dearest Charles, glad we finally cut the dead weight. Me and you been boning like it's nobody's business.
Why
I
did
love
he send this
war.
To me? Why the fuck did he send this to me?
I got 3 guns. I cannot read. My name is Pickles. I'm at the back of the war. I used to love Gloria. I'm never going to pay for those kids. I'm crazy as shit. I rob corpses. Pickles?
Why did he send me this?
My dear?
He can't read. What has he been doing with my letters?
What actor does the voice of an evil cyborg?
Evil cyborg?
Voice.
Invader Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Zim. Lily James Invader Zim.
One of the most famous lines in cinema.
I'll be back.
Weesa gonna die?
Yeah. Yes, Adam.
Frankly, my darling, Weesa gonna die.
Yes.
God with the binks.
Adel just, it's basically, have you guys ever seen a phone charge itself?
What is that?
Adel just completely re-energized himself with his own joke.
I don't know why, but inserting Jar Jar Binks in the classic movies just really tickled me.
Yeah, we're going to get a text in 2 hours. I know how this goes. Adel's going to think of 100 of these, and then we have to deal with the text.
If I only had a Binks, what else? What else?
Welcome to the great Hey Riddle Riddle University. If you walk with me this way, we'll get to see some of the campus's most beautiful spots. To our right is the Casey Tony School of Audio Engineering.
Wow.
Are any of you interested in studying that when you get here?
No.
Great.
Kind of want to be more like on mic talent.
Yeah, on mic would be great.
Great. Then you, young sir, might like JPC's School of Bullshit. You sort of have to be filled with nonsense, insane, unhinged person in order to get into that school. You have to fail a lot of tests to get in.
Love that for him. Not necessarily something that I'm interested in.
I'm interested.
Kind of, okay.
Motherfucker, piss cousin.
I'm more interested in something a little more conventional. I don't know if this university has something for me.
You might like the crown jewel of our campus, the Adel Rifai Library of Puns. It is gorgeous inside there. You have to say sorry 3 times to get in. That's the secret password. If you go to your right, yes, we got a question.
I'm sorry. No, we're in the Library of Puns. Do you mind if I grab a book off the shelf and just see? Okay, great. Grab this book off the shelf. Oh, it's an audiobook. No, it's an audiobook. So there will be a brief audio message that will be playing. And this book is called it's T. I'm in the T section. And this is looks like it's tractors. So it's like tractors in the T section, and then it's just like, and then I'll also, it's a pun, so it has to be cross-referenced.
Are you sure you're not interested in the JPC school of bullshit?
I'm not interested necessarily in the pun school. I'm just trying to set up what, because, correct me if I'm wrong, other kid on the tour, does this make sense that it would be tractors, and then there would be another pun to like cross-reference? So does that make sense?
Hey man, why are you doing this?
All right.
We don't even know if we're
going
to go to school here.
You're right. I'll put it back. We'll never get to hear what the tractor pun may have been. Okay,
I know this is what the parents want to hear, but we think safety comes first here at Hey Riddle Riddle University.
Ma'am, can I be honest?
Uh-huh.
I balked because I thought he was saying he grabbed a book and it was a tea book and a tractor book. And I thought there was going to be some sort of brewed tea and tractor pun cross hybrid. And I was terrified.
No,
but
I
now
think
I understand he meant the letter T section. I see.
Yeah, it was like the letter T. I picked up the book that said tractor.
Well,
and
let's go back.
Gonna...
Let's go back.
You want to go back? Yeah. Let's just open up this. It's
the
same book.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is a completely different section. This is P, and this is a book that says pirate ship. So I'll open this one up and...
Planks for nothing.
Okay. So I don't want to go to this school of puns, but I get the appeal.
I thought Planks for Nothing was pretty good.
I liked it, but again,
sorry,
I'm not a pun guy.
I've been rehearsing this tour for weeks.
Sorry, ma'am. Can we go back to the tractor book? I just feel like that would be that would really sell me.
It's too late.
Well, I did, ma'am. I did bring the book, so I do have it here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll just crack it open. It's the tractor book, and let's just crack it open now. And
John Deere, time to get up.
All that for that. Great.
No, hold on. There's got to be a better one. Turn the pages.
Okay, just a couple pages. Shuffle the pages. Here we go.
Oh, sweetie, I tractor my pants.
Can I just leave the book on the ground here, or do I have to go back to
Yeah, you can just leave it right on the ground.
Wait, there's got to be... shake it out. Shake it out.
Let me shake the book out.
Something's wrong.
And then one more on the tractor
book. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Honey, it's cold outside. It's time to put on my harvest.
Okay, I like that one. Will
your
that make it
don't make you warm
better?
As I was saying, safety always comes first here at Hey Riddle Riddle University.
Okay,
which is why we have a place for what the students can go if they get hurt or sick.
Oh,
the Aaron.
Why did you look at me
office?
When you said safety first? Because I have these Wolverine claws.
Yeah, I was just wondering if what you were planning on doing with those, and if you think you're going to run. And get impaled. Is there anything else you'd like to see on the campus? Or it doesn't seem like you, either of you, are that interested
what,
in
you
coming.
You said it's the Aaron Keefe dentist office or something? What'd you
nurses.
Say?
It's a nurse's office.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if we take a quick peek inside?
Actually, it's a lot of people who've had very embarrassing injuries, and I just don't want to really...
Oh, we simply must take, we must
feel like it's going to be
patients.
Some of the highlights.
Yeah.
Well, just we can pick, we can pop in and then you can name what you see. Right. And just a quick peek in. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wow. It's a treasure trove. Look at all this.
Well, look at that. It appears to be a woman who was cleaning a fish tank and got sucked inside.
Who, me? I didn't say that. That's a Casey Tony Stafford. That timing was insane.
That building was feet away. Oh, I think I see. Is that a woman working in a Marshall's? And something happened where her shirt came off and a man commented on it.
A Marshall's?
Nordstrom, and it was a full shirt opened up and one of her tits fell out.
Thank
doesn't
you.
Matter.
That's
you
the best moment
this,
of my
like,
life.
Shut this curtain.
What else?
Doesn't matter.
What else?
Anywhere else on the campus that you'd like to see?
Hold on. I see some more stuff in this room.
Leave them alone.
There's
someone shitting their pants in a New York hotel room. Right
that's the last
audition.
Episode. That's not even fair.
Yeah, anyways. I mean, we can really make a meal out of this room. This one seems like it is, wow, this is wild. I never thought I'd see something like this in this room. This is another one of the pun books from the library. This one is S and it's for snakes. And I'll just go ahead and open up snakes. And it says,
poison.
This one says, can I ask you a question? I don't know why the voice, why the audio voice wasn't working on that
kinda
one.
Kind of changed mid pun.
Yeah. So snakes. Let me just go to a different page on snakes. I'll open this one up.
Red and yellow kill a fellow. Red and black friend of Jack.
Okay, so
that seems
maybe
more
this
like
book
advice
is
for the difference between a corn snake and a coral snake.
Quite honestly, it doesn't seem like you either of you are qualified to get in here. I don't think you probably have the test scores. But it's sweet of you for coming out today, so thank you.
No, and I am, just for clarification, I'm a 33-year-old man, so I probably should not be going
to... Yeah, you gotta get the hell out of here.
Okay. Hey, speaking of new things, we have just enough time in the show for a couple of brand new segments that I have introduced to the show.
Please.
And each one of these segments has a little bit of a theme song. So, Casey, you want to hit that first theme song?
Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle, riddle. I want to get calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
All right, thank you.
I was expecting to look over and see you singing, but that's pre-recorded.
Welcome to the Hey Riddle Riddle voicemail.
How many takes? How many takes?
You can always send a voice. You can always send a voicemail. Give us a call at 805-RIDDLE-1. That's 805-RIDDLE-1 to leave a little message for us on the Hey Riddle Riddle voicemail. Hey, you might even get your message featured on the show. Now, since I just announced this on the show today, we don't have any messages because no one has left a message yet.
Is that a real number?
Actually, Casey, we do have a number. Can we play our first message, Casey?
So what do I say?
It's the Hey Riddle Riddle voicemail. You can say whatever you want. You leave in a message for the show.
Just like a message?
Yeah, like in any, like say hi to like Adele or Aaron or me or something.
Okay. Well then this message is for Aaron Keith. So if you're not Aaron Keith, please don't listen. This is an anonymous fan, and I just want to say I've got a really big old crush on you.
It's not cool to do that as a fan, even though. Second of all, we play this on the show so people hear it. Just hang up. It's not.
Call Hey Riddle, no. Riddle.
Okay, so that was our first message.
A crush on me?
It sounded like your wife.
I guess don't call the show if you have a crush on a person. Those aren't really the...
Unless it's me.
Look, you can call the show if you just want to leave a message, want to say something to us, or if you want to leave us a riddle, you can do that as well. Just make sure that you leave some space before you say the answer.
So that wasn't your wife, Mariah?
So I don't know who that was. I don't know who could have gotten that number. Again, that number is 805-RIDDLE-1. Leave us a message on the Riddle line, on the Hey Riddle Riddle line.
Is this real?
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it's the Hey Riddle Riddle line. It's season 2.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm suspicious of the amount of work you've done for this episode.
It's 805-RIDDLE-1. It's the Hey Riddle Riddle line. It's season 2. We have a new phone line. You could call and leave us a message. I think I can also text message from this number. So I might text you. I might call you back. But you never know. You never know what might happen, but leave us a number on the old Riddle line. Again, that number, one more time, is 805-RIDDLE-1. And
what's the actual number? Because I don't want to figure out what Riddle is in numbers.
I don't care. It's branding for us. I didn't get 805-RIDDLE-1 just to list out the real fucking number.
Okay, I'll figure it out, maybe.
Adel just gave it a call. It seems like he's maybe leaving another I could delete these messages off the voicemail. Oh.
Does it just ring until somebody answers?
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, Riddle Riddle. Leave a
it's real.
Hey, this is Adel, or not? I'm sorry, this is Anonymous. Fuck you.
All right, that's a really great example of a call that you don't want to leave on the Riddle line. You don't want to say fuck you to the host. It's nice messages are going to be the ones that get played. So that's the Riddle line. Again, sorry we don't have more voicemails to play. I hadn't given people the number yet, so that's why we didn't have
Can
more.
Can I tweet out this number?
Voicemails to play. Let's wait until the episode drops before you do anything like that.
Hold on one second. I'm making a call. Hold on.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, Riddle Riddle. Leave a message for the Clue Crew after the beep.
Hi, this is Veronica Peppermint calling with your test results. You're going to want to give me a call back fast because you have a sex rash and a butt rash and a face rash. It's all the same rash. Please call me back at 123. You are crazy. This has been Veronica Peppermints. I have a frog named Mr. Millionaire. Goodbye.
Okay. I also got another one here on my phone. Just popped up. Says, hey, this is Casey. I mean, Anonymous. I was trying to get my call in before Adel, but I failed. Sorry. Fuck you. So this is working really well.
So great minds think alike.
Well,
great minds fuck alike. I'm sorry.
But don't leave messages like that. Leave real riddles.
Yeah. So that's three examples of messages that you don't need to leave, but you can call just to say, hey, say that you like the show, say whatever you want, but you don't need to leave messages that say fuck you to the hosts. We don't enjoy hearing those.
Yeah. We don't enjoy people being mean to us. And here's what I'll say. For all of Mommy's Little Maniacs, send us something fun. Send us something nice. You know what to do.
And yes, you know what to do. And you know what? That brings us to our next segment. Casey, go ahead and hit that theme song.
If this just says exit song, I would be really pissed.
Mail! Mail! Okay, so that is the mailbox theme. I hope we do not get in trouble.
No, JPC, we're protected by parody law, which says you can play 5 minutes of any song you're parodying.
So
that is the mailbox theme. Again, we haven't had the mailbox for very long, so we only have one package in the mailbox. If you want to send a package to Riddle, go ahead and make that out to Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. Again, that's Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. Okay, let's open this thing up right now. Okay. We have a little package here. I'm opening it up live on the show.
What is this? Very cool.
This is something that it looks like a fan has sent us. And I actually did. This actually did go through the mail. It was sent to us. It looks like it is a Kit Kat bar and a Reese's.
Oh!
That's cool. So, like, you could just kind of, like, send us, like, if you wanted to send
JPC,
us, like...
did you set up this address so people would send you Kit Kat bars and Reese's cups?
You can actually mail things to this address, and it looks like some fan has mailed these to us. I don't know what to do with these. I do not like the candy, and I will not be bringing them to Adel or Aaron. So... that address again is Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634.
Hold on. Actually, Nassim here. Do you mind if I put those both in my hand so I can melt them?
Wow, Nassim. Wow.
Good callback, Nassim.
Nah.
Very good callback.
I would like to see a scene. Janet, you are Peter Pan, and Adel, you are Peter Pan's shadow. And you're, like, having a hard time keeping up. Like, you don't have the same energy that Peter has. So your work is a lot for you.
Okay.
All righty. Second British accent of the day. Let's be off to see the Lost Boys, pal.
Time out. Hey, do you always have to pose with your hands on your hip? Like, do you always have to do a power pose?
Called akimbo. It's a thing.
Akimbo? Listen, you don't age, but I do, okay?
What?
You know how you don't age? You know how you look like a little boy? Is this not something you know? Look here, look in the mirror over there. Let's walk over to the mirror. Walk to the mirror.
Walking to the mirror with a little jump, little spring in my step, and a little skip over to the mirror.
My knees.
Looking at a very attractive, impish, somewhat androgynous, loves green and pointy toed shoes. Yes, looking good, buddy.
Yeah, that's you, okay? That's not Tilda Swinton as a child. That's you. And how old are we? You're like 438 years old?
438 years young?
Whatever.
Let me ask you
tomato.
This.
Yeah.
Why is it harder for you? You, my friend, are just a sliver, just an sort of a visual echo, if you will.
Wow.
You don't weigh anything.
Okay,
why are you so tired?
I'm a sliver, huh? Okay. Hey, no, you're good. Turn off the lights, will you?
Peter, do you want to come to the dance competition at sunset?
I'd love to. Can I compete in every possible category?
Yes, of course.
No, Peter, Wendy is going to be the death of us.
Wonderful. Quickly, let's fly across London, and my shadow will play so long it'll cover the entirety of the city.
That's another thing. Hey, Peter, that's another thing. When you fly, I have to walk. You don't see a shadow when you're flying, do you? That's because I have to walk wherever you're going.
You win some, you lose some, friend.
That's... here comes that big dog. Oh, he's pissing on me. Peter, he's pissing on me.
I'm so sorry, friend.
He's smiling. On the upside,
buddy, isn't that the exact voice you imagined this dog would have?
It's a living.
I'm going to play the audio. Okay, so the most recent TikTok in our group chat
She can play the audio
yes,
of the TikTok.
I
think people would rather listen to riddles.
I know, but this, okay, here's this. Adel said, Aaron, this sounds like the yelps you give when I get a song in the Name That Tune game and you get pissed. And this is truly, this husky sounds so much like me when I yell. It's great.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
Yep. All right.
Wow. Aaron,
did I play audio of a husky or did I play audio from me from a Patreon episode?
That
you
does
be the
sound
judge.
A lot like you. That is,
I know, I've got freaked
scary,
out.
A scary amount. Like, that's, yeah, that's your whole thing.
I know, and I sound like a husky.
What's this husky's day rate?
Come on, no, please.
Based off of inserting Jar Jar Binks into old-timey movies, I want to see a scene.
I knew it. He hasn't been listening since that happened. I knew it.
Well, my eyes went completely white, so you can always tell. I want to see a scene. So this is like a 1930s or 40s movie, definitely like black and white era. JPC, you are a legit, you're like whoever the lead is in Maltese Falcon or whoever, like Clark Gable, whatever you are. You are a legit 1930s actor. You are... of the times, you speak in the lingo, you have the cadence, you're totally that. Aaron, you're a time traveler from now who goes back in time and finds yourself accidentally on the set of a movie, and you're trying to play along, but you clearly are not of this era, and it's a little out of place.
Great.
Ooh, look at the getaway sticks on that getaway vixen.
Not you hitting on me.
Oh, it's me, all right, and I'm hitting on you. You're a cool glass of soda poured by a jerk.
Okay, well...
And I'd be a jerk if I didn't take this chair and pull it out from behind you and say, would you like to sit down, rest those limber legs?
Okay, well, you're problematic AF. Hold on, let me tweet this. Hold on.
Girl, you're literally sending me. Wait, what's happening? Uh-oh.
You are hotter than a hot bun on a Tuesday. Whoa, what's happening to me?
Cut. That take hit different?
Wait a second.
What's going on?
This director?
Thanks, doll. Let's do another.
This director should be off this project. It's cancel culture run amok.
I should be off this project. You're mid. What am I saying?
And now I'm back in oh, no, we've switched.
Dab.
It's
Dab.
The boogie 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 boy company B. As you put out it.
See.
Adel, you fell asleep with your cocaine.
Huh? Huh? We're gonna die.
Each clue contains antonyms that, when said out loud in reverse order, correspond to the name of a popular musician or musical group. Cat living turns into...
Dog dead. Dead dog.
Get busy dying.
Dead dog. Mouse.
What? The opposite of cat is dog.
It's got to be dog. It can't be the opposite.
Most of these are from the 90s because I'm uncultured and basic. I hope you enjoy. All right, you ready?
What's the opposite? Oh, hold on.
Opposite of cat is mouse?
Before we start, Adel, what would be a better opposite of mouse? I mean, you can go vole, but that's pretty obscure.
I want to say dead mouse. The opposite of mouse to me would be... Is rat? No, that's two. They're in the same genus.
Yeah, the opposite of mouse is actually pretty hard.
Oh, that is very
owl?
Hard. Owl's a good one.
Owl eat mouse.
Owl or hawk would be very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The opposite of cheese?
Yeah, I guess it's really hard to... I guess we really have to define our opposites at
the
this point.
The court needs your answer on what you've
Aaron?
Decided. You have like 10
minutes,
guys.
I have my final answer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have my final answer.
Say we the
I
jury.
Like to apologize. We the jury would like to apologize to Taylor. Your answer is perfect.
Wow. Cowards escape. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I want to see a scene. Adel, we're going to see a scene. You are going to be playing the new superhero opposite mouse. And there's a bank robbery. Aaron and I are people caught up in this bank robbery, innocent bystanders. And opposite mouse just showed up and saved the day. And Aaron, we are struggling to describe what opposite mouse is.
Great.
Let me get you two out of this building. Ha ha! Another job well done by Opposite Mouse. Om.
Oh.
My catchphrase is Om, because the OM is on my chest.
Opposite
well,
Mouse.
Chest, abdomen, thorax,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Sure. Anyway,
thank you.
Well, before you go, would you like to leave a review? I like to have by the people I save or rescue, I'd like to have them leave a review and be as descriptive as possible about the moment I came in to save you. So let's start with what you saw when I entered the building to help you out.
I mean, you were great. I don't know if, can I say that up front? Is that we both thought, right? That's cosigned?
Yeah. And you're
so good.
Just more, that is fantastic. More specifics would be great.
Sure.
Super.
Pardon my
super
wings
hero.
Here.
You've wings. Wings. Okay,
but he brushed the back of his coat, so I do think that, I think that those are just like, I think it's like tuxedo wings, I believe.
Are you super villain? Super
no, you're
no,
good.
My name is Opposite Mouse.
Opposite Mouse, you're and you're good, right? Because you stopped, obviously, the bank robbers who were, victims of circumstance, if we really think about it.
Opposite Mouse, I think you would really love our friend who we want to set you up with. How would you describe yourself?
Oh, my God, yes. You would be so perfect for our friend who we'll tell you about later.
Okay,
yeah, we'll tell you about that friend later.
Yes. I would describe my face as non-mousy. I would describe my appetite as lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no tail. I'd say never get caught in a trap. I'd say I live in the opposite of a hole in the wall.
So here's the thing, Opposite Mouse. I feel like we know exactly who you aren't.
Sure.
But our friend, who is very like attractive and successful, and I think would be a very good match for you, is really more interested in who you are. Like, who is
good
Opposite
job,
Mouse?
Good job. Yes, good job.
Who I am. I am resistant to poison. I am...
Okay.
I am friends with cats. I am not dirty at all.
Well,
I
we're
am
late
never
for
a house-
brunch.
I am never fed to snakes.
So we're gonna... go to brunch.
Well, oh, I love brunch. Mouse.
If we leave now, we're never going to be able to set him up with our friend.
That's a fake.
Oh, I'm getting it now. I'm getting it now. I'm so sorry. I actually, I was thinking about Caitlin. I had Caitlin in mind.
Oh my God, he would love
they would be,
Caitlin. They would be
they'd be perfect.
Oh, call her and describe me. Call her and describe me physically.
Okay.
Oh, did you stub your toe?
She did. She did, yes. Let's get Caitlin. Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I need to listen to this a little bit longer.
This is actually...
God.
This is Caitlin's voicemail. She's so funny. But this is, this is her... It'll beep in a second, but there's a little more.
Hello? Hi, are you?
She gets me every time with this.
Just kidding, I'm not at the phone.
Yeah,
just remember, I love being set up. I'm Caitlin. Beep. Just kidding.
Yeah, so we think you'd be perfect for Caitlin because you're both fucking annoying.
Ah, that was a fake beep. Oh.
God damn it, Caitlin. I'd love to see a quick scene. This is going to be Aaron and Adel. You both work at a butthole repair shop, and you're just like manning the phones, taking incoming calls. But again, it's been a pretty slow day.
Thank you for calling Donnie and Donnie Butthole Repair. How can we help you?
Yeah, your website says 9 to 5. Is that your hours?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, we sort of fuck off at 4 p.m. every day because we're tired of looking at buttholes. Right, Donnie?
That's right.
Understandable. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh,
Donnie and Donnie's Butthole Repair. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I call a butthole repair store?
Oh, do you got a bone to pick with me?
No. Do you guys do kitchen sinks?
Well, we do everything but. That's our motto, actually. Everything but. We can put a stent in your asshole if it's prolapsed.
No, my cousin's got a kitchen sink stuck in his asshole. I guess I'll call somewhere else. Thank you.
Oh, hold on. Ah, damn it.
Hello, Donnie and Donnie, butthole repair. How can I help you today?
Just the mailman, just delivering your mail.
What do we got, mailman?
Don't go through it.
Open the mail and read it aloud.
Reopen the mail and read it aloud, Mr. Mailman.
This one is from the IRS. It says that you owe. It says that you owe $14,000.
But
that's it.
Don't read our mail.
Internal rectum system.
I don't think so. Anyway, here's the mail. I'll just leave it here. Thank you.
Look at him walk away. He needs work done. Donnie and Donnie, butthole repair. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to schedule a butthole repair.
Oh, perfect. How is today in 5 minutes for you?
I'm sorry, I live out of state. I don't know that I can do today.
What state?
I guess I'm in a state of denial right now that my butthole needs repairing.
Yeah, of course.
So I guess I need to be talked into it.
Of course. Well, there's a few things we could do. We can put a stent in. We can also fill it up with plaster of Paris. Now, that will prevent any leakage. That will prevent any discomfort.
Okay.
And then
sure.
You can kind of take the, what we would call a butt plug, in or out, depending on
okay.
if you're, you know, at the movies or if you're home in the bath.
Sure.
Those are the only two options you can use the plug for.
Okay. Should I describe the extent of the problem, or those are just two blank solutions that will work for any problem?
Tell him to come in.
We need you to come in, and I do ask, if you don't mind, not to describe it. I do get a little queasy around butthole talk.
Sure. I was just in I'm the Mailman.
Ah. Read that mail!
Did you read our mail, please?
Two locks and a window, but not any doors. My twin, the musician, find it on tours. Using my... I'm sorry, I'm just laughing thinking about you guys being funny generally.
Aaron, please, be serious.
That was both like a compliment and like a burn.
Yeah. This is a first to break down laughing and go, I'm just thinking about generally you two being funny.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, carols and bells. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another Name That Tune Christmas Songs edition. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.